I want to speak to a busy man, Assistant Chief Constable Mark Hamilton, SAC Hamilton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well. You've a recruitment drive on and you're looking for how many new officers?
Well, the Chief Constable has said we need at least just under 7,000. We're a few hundred short of that at the minute, although we have recruits going through every 5 weeks at the minute. This recruitment campaign is for intake next autumn, sort of end of August, sort of early September time. Every recruit we take has to be according to what we can afford. So we're not exactly sure how many exactly we're going to have for next year, but we're determined to bring in as many as we can, Frank.
You're looking for males, females from all sections of community.
Absolutely. We want everyone to consider joining the police service, but in particular, we're underrepresented, you know, in a number of categories, and you know, we're particularly keen for people, particularly females, particularly young people, particularly people from socially deprived backgrounds, and also people from the Catholic community to come forward, throw their hat in the ring and join us.
How short are you on Catholics, considering it had been obviously balanced in favour of Catholics applying for a number of years?
Well, currently just under 31% of our police officers are perceived to be from the Roman Catholic community. Now, we're keen to increase that figure. We had some concerns after campaign one, which was the first campaign recruitment after 50-50, which finished earlier in the year, that we'd only got about 17% of people from the Catholic community actually into the police. So there's been a drop-off in that figure, and we're keen to try and address that.
Yeah, that's simply down to the distance, isn't it?
Well, Frank, everyone has their own reasons why they do or they do not want to join the police. The dissidents do not set the agenda for policing in Northern Ireland, and what we're saying to people is, you know, if you want to make a difference in your community, if you're interested in helping people who are victims of domestic violence, victims of child abuse, road traffic accidents, protecting the elderly, dealing with cybercrime, these are the types of reasons why you should join the police.
You have young people in the police from areas that would be associated with Republican traditions. West Belfast, South Armagh, there are young people who are serving police officers from those areas today. But a family sitting round the breakfast table this morning, yeah, talking to the young son or daughter saying, listen, a career in the police is an excellent career. You should consider it. Someone in the family is going to say, but you'll be looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life.
Well, public service, any public service involves commitment, involves sacrifice to serve the public. Policing in that respect is no different. You know, as I said a minute ago, Frank, the reason we police our communities is to protect the vulnerable, and that's why we want people to join. It's a personal choice that all of us who have joined have made, but I can assure you, Frank, you know, our primary purpose is not looking over our shoulders for our safety. Our primary purpose is facing towards the public, trying to meet them at their moments of need and keep people in Northern Ireland as safe as we can. And that's what it's about. And, you know, so if there are people sitting at their breakfast table this morning, and I ask them to think very carefully, whatever community you're from, you know, do you think that you can make a difference in Northern Ireland? Do you think that you can have a role in protecting people, particularly the most vulnerable? And that's why you should consider a job in the police service.
But the reality is, sadly, some young officers can't go to see their mom and dad for Sunday lunch.
Yes, and we understand those realities. And there are bigger issues here, Frank, than I can solve on the phone this morning with you. But actually, we won't change some of those issues unless we continue to have a police service that is fully representative of the community it serves, and that the community itself gets behind everyone who's going to join. And that's what I say to the community. You know, this is not about politics. This is about actually dealing with the most vulnerable right now in our community, Frank. And you know from your programme every morning, there are all sorts of issues facing the communities in Northern Ireland. Some are policing, some are health, some are education, and so forth. And what we want to do is to work together to address all those.
Are you looking for ethnic minority representatives to be in the PSNI?
They are extremely welcome. We want to have an organisation that is representative of all the faces of Northern Ireland. So we're very keen for everyone to consider applying.
Very unusual to see an officer who would originally have had family from overseas in the force here.
Yeah, that's true, Frank. But, I mean, our community is changing. You know, we'll have to walk around the street to see that. So, I mean, if you are from the European Economic Area, yeah, you can apply. If you have permanent residence, if you have permanent leave to remain in the UK, you can apply. So, you know, we're extremely keen to see as diverse a workforce as we can. Go on to the website, We want people to go www.joinpsni, have a look at it, look at what we're saying, listen to the testimonials of serving officers, listen to what the Chief Constable's saying, and ask yourself the question, you know, is this something I could do? And I'm really confident, really, really confident there's loads of people out there who could do this job really well and who can bring a lot of value to this community.
What sort of qualifications do you need?
Well, the entry qualifications are 5 GCSEs from A to C grade, and you need to have some form of IT qualification. So that's not a terribly high bar in that sense, but we then test people through our assessment centres to see if they have the skills that we think they're going to need. And I'd be asking people to think about their communication skills, their problem skills, solving skills, their investigative skills, their empathy for the community, and then also to some degree their fitness.
And a suggestion recently on the news that you don't have to be as fit as you used to be. Some of the pulling and hauling in the physical has been done away with. Is that to advantage the women?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing I'd say is that during the whole 50-50 recruitment of Patton, there was never any fitness criteria to get into the police. You were tested in the training centre. So we only introduced a fitness selection, or reintroduced a fitness selection again last year for campaign one of this new series of recruitment. So there's no suggestion that our officers are less fit. On the contrary, you know, when they go into the training college, they'll do 23 weeks of intensive training, which will include fitness. So fitness is an important element of being a police officer, but it's not the most important element. There are many other skills which are really, really important, such as the ones I've just outlined to you.
And just one final question, ACC Hamilton. Yep. What's the starting pay?
Starting pay for constable is just over £19,000.
And how rapidly would that go up?
Well, there are increments over 3 to 10 year period, so it'll go up quicker than it used to, but the starting pay is not just as high as it was a couple of years ago.
Okay, Mark Hamilton, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, you know there are opportunities in the PSNI if you want to join. You take the steps.